is a stand-up on top for my right. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Welcome to Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro of the law firm of Figaro & Associates for a legal consultation on issues such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. Call us at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. One common denominator, one common problem, one common philosophy, one common sorrow that we have with clients is the issue of pain. When clients come to you on matrimonial matters, there's the pain of a divorce. It's painful. When people come to the office with immigration issues, it's a painful situation if they have been obviously taken advantage, defrauded, taken advantage. They've been here for many years undocumented and they've been exploited by their employers or their fellow, obviously, people from their own community. So pain is a common thing. Wills, trust, and estate planning, people come in here sometimes too late when somebody is deceased or when someone is dying. And that painful situation brought them to your office, but they should have been doing wills, trust, and estate planning. Civil rights issues, obviously. Someone's civil rights is violated by the NYPD, the federal government. Their civil rights may be violated on the job, whether it be a private company, a public federal company, a state company. So what attorneys do, we obviously resolve legal issues, but also the pain that comes with it. So we sometimes, a lot of times, we do counseling. Maybe that's why they say counselor at law. You're not only counsel in law. Sometimes you have to be counseled in life. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. And the issue that we are talking about is pain. How do we resolve pain that comes with the legal representation? Well, obviously, we should represent you professionally, vigorously, and obviously with empathy when you have a legal issue. Yes. And that pain, unfortunately, may make you guys make bad decisions. You know, is you or your wife having an affair? Is that the reason you want a divorce? And should you forgive that person? And what does forgiveness mean? You could take forgiveness in the context of love. It could be spiritual. But attorneys, they give you your legal options and they tell you the legal consequences of your forgiveness. So forgiving has consequences in every area of law. And the more you forgive, it's the more it works to your disadvantage in litigation and in almost every area of law. Forgiveness doesn't solve problems sometimes. It exaggerates it. it makes it more painful in the future when you have to make that decision that you have been delaying. And the common thing is, oh, I loved him. Oh, I loved her. But did they really love you? Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, and the number to share if you really love people is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. So pain is the issue, but obviously, you know, I want you to talk when you come for our consults. I want you to tell me the truth of your problem, and I will give you legal advice and pain advice based on all the pain that I've seen in our community for the last 25 years. So one of the pains that people suffer, a lot of people in Kings County, especially from the Caribbean, is the pain that they have after Ali Louison, a gentleman that is now deceased, defrauded people, did fraudulent immigration applications, put in lies in those applications that they were abused by their spouses or by their children or by others, which do not qualify you for immigration benefit. So Ali Louison knew that he had pain. He was a notary, whatever, operating out there, not a lawyer. And he knew that people have pain. And he preyed on that pain that people have and filed these fraudulent applications because he knew you would make bad decisions. You would make immoral decisions or unchristian-like decisions to have the ability to work in America. Because he also knows you gotta feed your children, your wife, your husband, your family back home. You need to send those barrels. He's aware of it. And by being aware of your pain and your need economically to survive, he took advantage of you. It doesn't matter what he said. You would sign those forms even though you didn't know what was written on the forms, which is what a lot of people said who were defrauded by Ali Louison. And there are other notaries in the community that do the same. In fact, there are other lawyers that do the same. So when you have pain, you also have to be careful who you disclose your pain to. And you have to get a second or third consultation if you think what the person is saying is either illegal, immoral, or will get you into trouble. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Pain also makes you vulnerable. So please, don't be vulnerable. Control your pain. Number to call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share so that we could reduce pain and fraud in our community is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Our website, Ask the Lawyer, Figueroa & Associates, the law firm. Go to www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You could also schedule consultations on our website. Peace.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figaro & Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro & Associates, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Hi, my name is Brian Anthony Figaro and you are listening to Ask the Lawyer with my father, Brian Figaro.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figaro & Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Hello, my name is Ashley Dawkins, legal assistant at the law firm of Figaro & Associates and your presenter with this week's immigration news. We begin with, nationally, unrealistic immigration demands complicate treacherous House budget talks. Unless Congress can come up with an agreement on the budget by November 17th, the government will shut down, forcing tens of thousands of federal employees to work without any pay and suspending vital programs around the country. Right now, the biggest obstacle is the lack of a Speaker of the House. No bill can pass without one. But even if the House, GOP, or both parties jointly pick a Speaker, another issue is threatening to cause an impasse. Republicans demand to include radical changes to immigration law as a condition of funding the government. There's no doubt that Congress needs to act. States and cities across the U.S. continue to struggle with newly arrived immigrants who lack housing or support in the United States. And while funding for NGOs, state, and local programs is helpful, this problem will persist if there's no centralized response from Congress. That's why, rather than grandstanding about border policy changes, Congress needs to think through pragmatic solutions. Loss in AI translation. Growing reliance on language apps jeopardizes some asylum applications. The U.S. immigration system has said it will provide migrants with a human interpreter as needed. In reality, refugee organizations say many are frequently left without access to one. Instead, the various agencies that make up the U.S. immigration system and even some refugee and organizations increasingly rely on AI-powered translation tools like Google Translate and Microsoft Translator to bridge that gap. Problems with the translation tools occur throughout the asylum process, from border stations to detention centers to immigration courts, said several volunteers at Respond Crisis Translation. The CBP One app, which Biden administration has mandated anyone seeking asylum to use to schedule an appointment with CBP before entering the country, is translated into only a handful of languages. And even then, in those translations, errors appear. The version of frequently asked questions section of the app in Haitian Creole, for instance, largely shows a string of letters with no spaces or the necessary accent marks. Meanwhile, open borders disinformation increases migration to the border new poll of Central American reveals. New polling and research recently released by Americans Voice makes clear that pervasive disinformation about open borders, including the U.S. right-wing politicians and media, contributes to Central American migration to the U.S. The poll is first of its kind survey of 600 Central Americans in the prime migration age cohort living in El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. Among the findings, more than a quarter recalling hearing a U.S. politician say the borders open in the past 6 months. As reporter and longtime border chronicler Alfredo Corchado writes in an exclusive about the new research in the Dallas Morning News, quote, "The poll, obtained by the Dallas Morning News, indicates many Central American residents are encouraged to travel to the U.S.-Mexican border based on false narratives. One in four Central American respondents said they have heard that the border is open, and nearly one in five respondents said that they believe the term open borders and believe most migrants can apply for asylum if they make the trip. New York Asylum Office rejects valid asylum seekers just to save time. Draconian and toxic work conditions have led asylum officers to reject legally sound asylum claims, found a report by the Safe Harbor Clinic at Brooklyn Law after an investigation. The findings are based on the experiences of 11 former asylum seekers, one former immigration judge, 22 immigration attorneys, and 7 asylum seekers. At 1065 Stewart Ave, Suite 200, the New York Asylum Office, upper management pressures asylum officers to focus on speed as much as possible, even assessing their performance by how quickly they can complete asylum decisions, thereby creating a culture of fear. As New York City evicts migrants from shelters, work permits stall. Some New York City legal service providers are worried that the Adams administration's recent policy of evicting thousands of migrants from homeless shelters after 30 or 60 days and making them reapply for housing could create additional challenges for those eligible for work authorization. A solution state and city officials say is critical to alleviating a crowded shelter system. City Hall's new requirement could mean applicants don't have a stable address where the federal government can send them immigration paperwork, according to several nonprofit groups. Single migrant adults have to reapply for shelter after 30 days, and families with children in shelters run by New York City Health and Hospitals are limited to 60-day stays. And finally, migrants offer tickets out of New York City, indefinite wait for housing as crisis crashes shelter system. Migrants out from city shelters due to new time limits are being offered free tickets out of New York or being sent to so-called waiting rooms at local shelters with no reassurance they'll get a new bed. The latest sign says the crisis is crashing the city's social safety net. Thank you.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figueroa and Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will protect you. Figueroa & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts, and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro and Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Yes, our immigrant community, people of color here in America, we are just as sophisticated as the general public. When you see those movie stars, obviously actors, singers, rap artists, baseball, basketball, soccer or football, as you call it, everyone is getting a prenup. Why? Because you have to protect your hard-earned, money, your earnings. And is it fair that you put a ring on it, or she put a ring on it, and then that person walks away with almost half your assets because of the laws of equitable distribution in New York State? What percentage of marriages last forever? What is the, is it 10%, 50%, 30%? Even when there are children, even when you own a home, even when you have investment properties, even when you own a business, even when you accumulated all those savings in your pension plan, these are issues that you start thinking about when you start spying on the guy or the lady's cell phone. You know, she get up in the night or he get up and they're doing texting all hours of the night. They're taking call and they're whispering in the corner of the house. These are some of the issues that marriage face. And unfortunately, in a lot of those situations, it becomes very hostile. So hostility, obviously, is the response when someone has been betrayed. So love is a, obviously, most people, that's what they say. They married for love. But whether we like it or not, a marriage is a contract. And with that contract, there's responsibilities. And those responsibilities go to the laws of equitable distribution. So, if you have accumulated certain rights in a marriage, property rights, you have to, obviously, as we say, do not divorce your money. You divorce your spouse. Do not divorce your children. Additionally, before you make any investments, you have to obviously be careful about those investments, especially if your marriage is on the rocks. Also, if you get a gift through your family, you know, wills, trust, estate issues, you know, you got something from your mama, your grandmama, or whoever, those are separate property. Personal injury settlements is separate property. And what some people do, because they're in love so much, they put their wife or their husband on a bank account where they got a gift from, which was not marital property, or your spouse didn't have a claim to it until you gifted them 50% of that interest by putting him or her on that bank account or on that nice house that your mother, your father, or your brother, or your sister gave to you. So even during the marriage, obviously, we are making decisions based on love, and we do not understand what our rights are, what we can lose or gain based on the rules of equitable distribution. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. So yes, the rules of equitable distribution, the rules of giving a gift. There are so many rules where the law is concerned, where marital issues are concerned. You really need to consult with an attorney at any given time before you get married, during the marriage, especially obviously if you see, you know, there are problems. Yes, you need to consult with an attorney who understands not the issue of whether or not you should get married, the grounds for a divorce. In New York State, what are the grounds? Abandonment, constructive abandonment, adultery, yes, cruel and inhumane treatment, irreconcilable differences. So the issue of fault doesn't give you money like it used to, and it could give you very little based on how the law is currently. So the fact that your husband or your wife committed adultery, treated you badly, there was cruel and inhumane treatment, she or he stopped having sex with you, constructive abandonment, doesn't give you additional cash where the laws of equitable distribution is concerned. So if you think, and a lot of people think this way, unfortunately, especially women, that they believe that they were the saint, that they were committed, that they didn't have extramarital affairs, although, you know, things are evening up, you know, they think, the ladies, that, hey, that gives them an edge, and that is not true. And you guys, it's the same. Because the lady is having affairs, ever, you know, all of the things that men did, women do. It's called, progress. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Do not buy a home, obviously, if you know that it's heading for divorce. That person during the marriage, when you purchase that asset, has rights. So any financial transaction that you may want to undertake, please consult with learned counsel. Our website for the law firm Figaro & Associates is www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. askthelawyer.us. Our phone number to arrange a consultation is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Whether it be email or phone call, once we get your message, we will get back to you within 24 hours. Peace.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro & Associates, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figaro & Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Hi, my name is Brian Anthony Figaro, and you are listening to Ask the Lawyer with my father, Brian Figaro.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro, the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. One of the biggest issues facing the Caribbean, Latino, African American community here in New York City is the issue of people in our community, homeowners, not paying their mortgage, getting behind on their mortgage, have tenants that are not paying rent. They are the what we call the front line, people who feel the pinch of the economy when the economy is going down. So the federal government, Wall Street, they talk about, you know, how hot is the U.S. economy? Are they creating jobs? And the big issue is what type of jobs are being created and the level of income. But the reality for minority communities is always different in that the minority community normally have the lower paying jobs, inconsistent careers, and all of this contribute towards delinquency on credit cards, delinquency on mortgage payments. And when we talk about mortgage payment, we are talking about homeowners, people who own a one family, two family, three family, four family. And should they lose that asset? And for the most part, when you transfer wealth from one generation to another, obviously owning a home is critical to minority communities. So we have always said to those communities through our publications, the Immigrants Journal, Caribbean American Weekly, Workers World Today, and our newest publication, New Black Voices, this is the path to resolving debt issues. It is not debt consolidation. It's not a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, but it could be a loan modification and a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. The part to resolving debt issues is a part where you need intelligence and experience by the attorney that represents you. Not that guy who is a notary on the corner store. Yes, you don't have money, and sometimes, unfortunately, what you think is no money, and these people charge thousands of dollars, these people who have a notary stamp, you know, they're not obviously lawyers. It is illegal for them to give legal advice, but these are the predators in our community that will want to take your home and give it to someone else. Most times, somebody who doesn't look like you. So some people believe, oh, these white folks are predators, but a lot of these white folks who may be predators have black and brown people working with them to facilitate their predatory practices in our community. Owning a home, you need to protect that asset. So you could transfer that asset to your children, your grandchildren. You could have it in a trust. How do you transfer assets from one generation to another? These are some of the issues that we have to pay particular attention to. And you need an experienced attorney. You need an attorney who understands not only the law, but also business issues, financial issues. At the law firm of Figure & Associates, we offer all those professional experiences. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. I would like you to visit our website, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. I would also like you to subscribe to our newsletter. I would like you to also look at our publications, Caribbean American Weekly, Workers World Today, The Immigrants Journal, celebrating 25 years this year in New York City, and New Black Voices. Those publications offer you articles that will help you to prosper, articles that will help you to be more careful, articles that will help you understand the diabetes pandemic in our community that has been occurring for decades, articles about this segregated school system in New York City, the most segregated public school system in the country, and the consequences of that segregation, articles about political leaders, black and brown, that do not seem to understand the needs of our community, nor are they addressing it. The black and brown community has a dominance in New York City politics, the city council, and for whatever reason, that majority is not making its presence felt. We have special needs in our communities. In the black and brown communities in New York City, We have 3 and 4 times the city average of HIV, heart disease, cancer, and obviously that poor health issues that we suffer impacts us economically. So those issues need to be addressed by local government, mainly the city council and the mayor of New York City. A well-informed community will perform better, whether economically, from an educational point of view, or having a good paying job, most times through the various unions that are very strong in New York City, which is great in terms of giving proper, obviously, competitive incomes, livable wages. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Visit our website, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. There are links there to all of our publications, and we want to keep you informed, and we have done so for a quarter century. Thank you.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figueroa and Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figueroa and Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figueroa and Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figueroa and Associates. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning. Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will protect you. Figueroa & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
Hi, my name is Brian Anthony Figueroa, and you are listening to Ask the Lawyer with my father, Brian Figueroa.
While October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, we want to keep the awareness 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 or 366 days a year. Everyone deserves relationships free from domestic violence, and immigrants in particular are very vulnerable. They are in what we call green card slavery. So when you are ready, we are here to listen with free, confidential support. Call us right now for a free immigration consultation if you are a victim of domestic violence. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Domestic violence. What is domestic violence? Any type of violence within the household. Husband abusing wife, wife abusing a husband. They don't have to be married. They could just be living together. What are your rights? And obviously, violence against children also. So domestic violence normally takes up a lot of time in criminal court and family court. Why? Because there's a lot of it. Why do we have domestic violence? Mainly economic stress. Happy wife, happy husband, especially when both people have a job, they're making money, and all of them are fulfilling their financial responsibilities. Someone loses a job, someone doesn't want to work, that becomes a big issue. Then there's more arguments, there's more stress in the household, and people start, they don't want to talk no more, they want to, be physical. And obviously, that is wrong. Physical violence never solves anything unless you're already in prison. And then you might be the big bad boy in prison or lady. But domestic violence not only impacts the people that are abused, obviously directly, but indirectly, the children or the young people in the household. Why is there a tolerance for domestic violence? Again, economic issues plays a part. But in the immigrant community, it could be, one person petitioning for the other. So the one who is the U.S. citizen always, for the most part, have an attitude, since I'm getting you a green card, and I say jump, you better ask me how high. And how high, obviously, is a serious issue. So in those situations, people need to know what their rights are. And because people do not know their rights, i.e. the Violence Against Women's Act of 1994, President Biden, a U.S. senator at the time, was one of the sponsors of that bill, one of the few things that he has done well. And that law allows, at least 10,000 green cards every year to be given to people who are victims of domestic violence. So the Violence Against Women's Act, which is gender neutral, was introduced at that time. So there is no reason, if you are a undocumented person here in the U.S. and your spouse is petitioning for you and you all are married, or your spouse didn't petition for you and you are married, you have a bona fide relationship, there is relief for you. You do not have to be subject to physical nor mental violence. Some people say mental violence have a longer impact on people. And what I've seen over the years, that is obviously true. Physical violence, your body might heal, but then obviously there's the mental issues there. But mental issues is a huge issue, which is obviously, if you do not know, is in the increase all over the United States of America. So when we talk about domestic violence, just remember that violence is not always physical. If you are a victim of domestic violence, if you are a undocumented person, we give free consultations to those people. Yes, so that we could put you on the path to legalization. You do not have to pay for that consultation. So that's how we're supposed to support victims of domestic violence at the law firm of Figure and Associates. You are a victim, call the office, schedule a consultation, come in with whatever documents that you have, and we will give you advice as to how you resolve those issues. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Experience by a doctor, a carpenter, a plumber, an elected official, mayor. Experience does make a difference. And at the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, we have been practicing immigration law for 27 years. We have our own publication, The Immigrants Journal, for 25 years. We have dealt with these issues at many levels. We make presentations at churches and other religious organizations. If you want us to make a presentation on any immigration issues, bankruptcy, foreclosures, saving your home, please contact us at this number, 855-768-8845, so we could come to your institution and obviously make a presentation there. Many people we have worked with over the years, most times they do not know their rights, either because obviously they didn't consult with a law firm or the Legal Aid Society, or they met with inexperienced attorneys at these institutions. So experience does matter. A lot of people who we have met over the years, they met with other attorneys who said no, when those attorneys should have said yes, as to if there was any relief for them under the laws, whether federal or state. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. So when I say that experience really makes a difference, I've heard horrible stories, mostly by women, that have, you know, because they didn't know their rights, didn't have an escape. And unfortunately, obviously, in minority communities, people of color, it's a huge problem there. So sometimes what it takes is, if you're listening to this program and you know that someone is a victim of abuse, it may take you bringing that person to the office. Many, many situations, we've had people who need to come in, did come in, and they decided not to, enforce their rights, either because of religious beliefs or other customs that they may have in the various communities here that are international. Over 100 or more different countries make up the fabric of New York City. And when those people come from those various countries, the women that are obviously treated more like a piece of property than a human being, they are unfortunately not willing to take the steps or discouraged to take the steps so that they could be emancipated from their problems. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Please, if you know anyone who is a victim of domestic violence, you may have to hold their hands and bring them to the office, and we will give that free consultation. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Obviously, if you're living in another country and you listen to this program, you should let your, obviously, family know here in the U.S. that there are solutions to their problems. They just need to speak with a learned attorney. Again, the number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. You could also visit our website, the Law Firm of Figure & Associates, at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You could also schedule a consultation there with a more detailed explanation as to what problem that you're having. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. www.askthelawyer.us. We would also like to say that the various institutions out there that are dealing with domestic violence, we want to congratulate them on the work that they have done and continue to do. We know that a lot of the people working in the area of domestic violence, they actually get burnt out when they hear these horrible problems, either, you know, with adults or, unfortunately, with children. And which, you know, where the issue of abuse where children is concerned, you know, we really, really, really need to protect our young people, please. 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit our website, www.askthelawyer.us. www.askthelawyer.us. We also work with the various district attorney offices in Kings, Queens, and they are very serious about this issue. And when they meet with people who are victims of violence, they really, really do have great programs to help those. Thank you.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
And this is where we come towards the end of our show. We want to thank you so much for listening. Remember, this is your opportunity to call in for a consultation on any legal issue or concern that you may have. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. November is Diabetes Awareness Month. This year's theme is Take Charge of Tomorrow, Preventing Diabetes Health Problems. And diabetes is a devastating disease in our communities. We want you to take charge of not just your legal issues, but your health today and tomorrow. Don't hesitate. Take care of your business, both legal and health, before it takes care of you. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers. Call us right now, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Be happy, be safe, be well.